Hello, and welcome to part three of our interviews. Now I will interview...
Me!
No, actually, I'll interview random voice guy Tyson.
Well, actually, we all will, because we'll all still ask questions.
But Zach is the main person, like it was with Yoshi and...
Zach wasn't the main person with Yoshi.
I better use the summoner, because you know how he's a time traveler and a teleporter?
Yeah, but we won't want him teleporting here. Remember the last gift we gave him for Christmas?
Oh yeah, that time where we gave him the box of chocolates and he thought they were a thing. And
they thought they were poisons.
He thought they were atom bombs to drop on...
And sea forms.
To drop on galaxies, and then he got really angry at us when he found out they weren't.
He was really happy until that.
Yeah, I think we should probably
just make him teleport into this universe and get the phone ready, guys.
No, not into the universe, just like... Wait,
into the interdimensional...
Yeah!
Especially private protection.
No, teleport him into the internet, and then we can go into the internet. Not randomvoiceguy.com.
No, just put him in... Yep. Put him in a universe calling box on the internet.
Okay,
www dot...
Poo-poo.
Guys, I need to press the button, everyone.
Okay,
what button? What are we even going to use?
Put him in there.
The button is easy. It's invisible.
Then how the hell are we meant to see it?
It's easy.
Invisible.
Now that he's in the private internet universal cool box, all you have to do is type in the address and I've got a computer right here waiting. Okay, so
www.universal destruction teleportation.
You can type faster than that.
.com.
Okay.
And now we just need to wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.